Well, good morning. We want to welcome everybody today. Usually it kicks off automatically for some reason, but oh well. We want to welcome everybody today. We're so glad that you're with us here on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost. And we hope that you are open to receiving from the Lord today and experiencing God's presence with us today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about prayer and how it impacts not only us, but also impacts the world beyond the walls. So as we begin our service today, let us stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Let's join together there for our call to worship this morning. Come, come all who are seeking God. Come, come and experience God's joy when we come together.
We rejoice to find God is here with us.
Here in this sanctuary, we worship and meet God. Well, let's join together there. We're going to sing hymn number 7, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. We're singing verse 1, 2, and 4. The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in a time of storm, secure whatever will betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes of right, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. All right. Let's join together this morning for our opening prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, as we worship together and sing God's praise in this place. Come, enliven us, energize us, and focus our attention. Come, prepare our hearts to meet you, the living God. Amen. And we're going, you may be seated, we're going to go to our next hymn. Hymn number 380, Take My Life and Let It Be. We're going to be singing all four verses of that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
To come down this morning, if they would make their way. Just an honor. God, you two here, because you're helping in the back. I didn't see you. So let me ask you a question this morning. So sometimes when you need help with something, maybe you're carrying something in and it's too heavy. Maybe you're working on a school math problem and you can't quite figure it out, or something of that nature. Who do you ask to help you? Okay, you ask your parents, yeah. Okay, who else? Okay, you ask your teacher, yes. Yes, you ask your teacher. Who else? Yeah, your brother or sister may be able to help you out with that. Yes. That's exactly right. Cousins, even sometimes at school, you might be able to ask one of your classmates that's really good at math. You know, so you ask them, hey, how do you do this problem for, or whatever, you know. So sometimes when we can't always do things, we ask for help, don't we? Because in a real sense, we're not meant to live this life on our own. We need help at times, don't we? Even as adults, we need help. You know, sometimes I need Jody to help me, or I need Chase to help me with something, or people at the church here. And since we were never meant to carry our burdens and the things that we do and all of that on our own, one of the ways that God helps us is through prayer. Prayer. And prayer is a way that we can ask God for help. Sometimes when our burdens are too heavy, and that's what I mean by, well, if I need help with my math problem, you know, maybe we can think of the math problem as a burden, you know. I can tell you this, when I got to high school and I was taking some of my math classes or a math test, I used to pray, Lord, help me. Help me remember everything that I was taught by my teacher, everything that I worked on and the problems, help me to remember so that I can do good on it. And a lot of times, I think I did much better when I would do that. And so, when we can always turn to prayer. So prayer is talking to God,
asking God for help, but also we can pray for others when they are burdened or they are carrying a heavy load. Maybe a friend of yours is sick and is in the hospital, or maybe a grandparent, and you can pray for them and ask God to touch them, heal them, or give them strength, or help the doctors. You know, all of those things, just simple things, and that's what prayer is all about. But not only that, so prayer kind of helps us, and prayer helps our friends, but we can also pray for our world. When we see and hear stories about wars going on in other places, or we hear about flooding that takes place in a place in the other part of the world, and it's, and a lot of people have been hurt or killed or lost their homes, we can pray and ask God to help them. And God also often sends us and other people around the world to help them. That is how we make a big impact for God. It's kind of like we become agents for God. Have you ever heard of somebody say, or watch a TV show or something, and they say, I'm a secret agent for whatever, you know? Well, that's really what we kind of become. We become secret agents for God. And nobody knows about it when we pray for what's going on in the world, ask God to help, pray for our grandparents or our parents or family members or people we know. We become secret agents for God to help our world. Okay? All right. You guys can go on downstairs, and then we're going to go ahead and let our teenagers go on down this morning for their class this morning. And we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning, and we want to give you an opportunity to do that. And so we will let you. Someone this morning, yes. Yes, exactly. Definitely want to keep that, the issue with the railroad. That's got to be finalized with all the union members and get through and pass that. And yes, and I was listening to on the radio about that, and they were talking about how that many of the railroad workers haven't gotten a raise in, what was it, 3 or 4 years or something like that? Yes. So, yeah. Someone else this morning. Okay, we got lots of hands. Let's go way back there. Go ahead, Lynn. That's fine.
Prayers for Sandy Williams. She and Tim will be heading back to Cleveland Clinic on Thursday. She's excited to have her surgery to reattach the hole. So.
Okay. So we want to pray for Sandy as she is going to be going through surgery this week or later this week. And praying that everything goes well for that. And
mine's more an announcement, which I forgot to say. We would like to, if anybody from the church wants to come and eat inside for the chicken noodle dinner, anybody here, we don't want to make it go out in the public, but like any of our family members here, if they'd like to just come and enjoy their meal here, they're more than welcome to do that.
Okay, there you go. I saw some other hands. Yeah. Yep, and we're glad to see you back. They were roaming around on the East Coast looking at the fall foliage and leaves. Wasn't that the one you were going on? Oh, no, wait a minute. That's Carla and Brad. Yeah, sorry. You guys went out to the steam tractor thing in Illinois or somewhere. Yes, yes. So, yeah. And Brad and Carla, they are coming home today, I believe. I think this is when they were supposed to come head home today. So I saw a couple other hands. Anybody else? Maybe not. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, and we definitely want to continue lifting up Emma in our prayers and praying for her, and yeah. Yes, I have a niece that has that, and that can cause a lot of other issues. We want to remember Carrie this morning with some of her autoimmune issues, and we know that God is able to touch there. Someone else, yeah.
Pray for Grandma. She's not felt well all week, and she's not got any appetite.
Yes, I think part of that may be struggling with the transition. Because I saw her on Monday, and I got there about 10:30, and she was sleeping, and she was just kind of out of it. And when I got her talking, it just seemed like she, you know, so definitely want to keep her in our prayers. I said, you haven't been out hanging out with people and doing things? And, well, you know, so we want to keep her in our prayers and pray for encouragement there. Yes.
And she is home. They've changed her medication. She's going to be on oxygen all the time. They told her she has congestive heart failure and, you know, breathing problems and stuff.
Yeah, and I saw her at the hospital the one day, and yes, she seemed to be doing well, but she wasn't sure. Did they end up shocking her heart? To put it back in rhythm?
No, she was having tremors, she said, for like 6 hours that day. They gave her a treatment, a pulmonary treatment, and they found out she was the one in a million that is reacting to it.
Oh boy, wow.
And that's what it was. So
okay, yeah, I knew we had gotten word that she was not feeling good. And at first they wondered if she had a stroke, but then they found, yeah, but if she's having that reaction, sometimes your body, yeah. So definitely want to keep Jean in our prayers because she's on our list there, and definitely keep her. Someone else, joys or concerns. We got lots of them now. Go ahead. Way in the back. Sandy. Okay. Hold on a minute here. Who did you say broke their foot? Julie. Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. I was wondering why they hadn't been here the last couple Sundays. Okay, so we want to remember Julie with her broken foot. Thank you. Yes. So we want to remember JP, and as he's going to be traveling to England. Well, I'd like to ride along with him on that. That would be fun. Go ahead.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. We know God knows what those are. And there's another hand. Go ahead, Mary.
My brother Dale, he's in the best home, and he's just failing. And he's alone.
Okay, definitely can do that. We'll remember Dale with the failing health. And someone else. Did I see it? Yeah, a couple others.
I just want to thank you for the lovely wedding ceremony that you did across the world. It was beautiful.
Yes, and I was glad to be a part of it. Their special day. They wanted it short and sweet, and they got short and sweet. So, yes. And, yeah, go ahead, Lynn. Okay, so we'll definitely keep them in our prayers as they're going to be traveling, and definitely can do that for Nathan and Stephanie. So, another one.
Although we
Yeah. You want me to finish it? Yeah. She was sharing about her dad, Bruce, a fairly good report. We're very thankful with shrinkage of spots and everything, and grateful for that. But her sister, Jill, who's on the list there, is going to start a serious regimen. It's like similar to my sister-in-law, Melanie, when she went through with a radical form of leukemia. I found out from talking to Jill yesterday that her leukemia or her cancer is also radical, and it's in that leukemia family. And she's going to be in the hospital for a week, and they're going to do like boom, 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 boom doses of chemo within that week. And then they're going to monitor her for several days to make sure she's okay. My sister-in-law did the same thing at OSU. And I remember she was a week, 10 days in the hospital at the times of those treatments. So definitely appreciate your prayers for Jill and asking for God to bring healing and wholeness there. And give her strength while she's going through that. And so I appreciate that. Anybody else then, before we go to prayer this morning? All right, well, we're going to give you a moment or so to pray. And then I will come and close us out with that. Today, and we thank you that you are the one that we turn to. Jesus, you invited all to come who are carrying heavy loads and heavy burdens, and that we can cast them on you. You said that your burden is light, and that we can do that this morning. So we not only do that maybe for some that are here today for themselves, but also for others. We can do that for others as we stand in the gap for them today. And Lord, we want to lift up each of those that has been mentioned, Lord. We think of Sandy this morning, who's going in for surgery. We ask that you would guide and direct and bring your blessing. Lord, we lift up Emma to you, God, asking for your healing touch for her with the viruses that she's facing and battling. We lift up Carrie to you today with the autoimmune issues and things that she is facing, Lord. Lord, we lift up Betty to you, God, that you would give strength and encouragement to her during this time and that transition and everything, Lord. We lift up Jean to you today with these heart and lung issues and being on the oxygen. We just pray for strength and healing for her. We lift up Julie today with that broken foot. We're asking for your touch upon her. Lord, we lift up JP as he's going to be traveling, to England. We just pray that you'll be with him and take him over and bring him back safely, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Dale this morning, who's facing this failing health. We just pray for your strength and grace and faith right now and for the family, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Nathan and Stephanie, Lord, as they're going to be traveling to Brussels, Lord, and be gone for several months. Lord, we just ask that you would watch over them and give them traveling mercies and bring them back safely. Lord, we lift up this unspoken need today, Lord, that You will work there as only you can do in that situation. You know what it is. And Lord, we lift up the railroad contract and everything that's going on, Lord, that they will be able to get that all worked out and the details and settlement. And we thank you for that. Lord, we lift up Jill to you today. Lord, as she goes through these chemo treatments beginning this week, Lord, that you will just give her strength and grace and that you would be with her and there bring healing to her body for all those cancer cells, Lord. Lord, we continue to lift up Mike King as he's on our list and asking for your healing for his lungs. We lift up Ellie, Lord, that has been having some renewed pain, Lord, what's going on. And I know she's going to be getting those shots here soon, Lord. We just ask for your healing for her. We lift up Jim and Kay, Lord. We ask that you would continue to give them strength. Thank you for bringing Jim through that surgery. We just ask for strength for him. And we lift up Linda Wilson, Lord, thanking you for bringing her through her surgery, asking that you would continue to bring strength to her as she's recovering and all of them. And Lord, we just give you thanks for each of these. And Lord, we know that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. And Lord, we lift up our world and our own country and situations going around the world. We just continue to pray for your grace. We continue to pray for wisdom and guidance for leaders around the world, for our own leaders here at home and nationally and locally and statewide. We continue to pray that you'll give them grace as they lead. And we continue to pray for peace in our world, peace in our lives, Lord, that we can live out our faith as you've called us to do. And we thank you for all of these things this morning. We ask that you would bless the rest of our service as we break the bread of your word. May you just speak and encourage us and strengthen us as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Prepare. We have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. We want to thank you for your faithfulness as we continue to further God's kingdom and work in the world. And so God bless you as you give today. Thank you. together there for our prayer of benediction. Glorious Father, we thank you for these gifts and ask that they may be used to further the ministry of this church. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 2 this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 2, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 6 this morning. And probably a little bit adjustment there on the PowerPoint. But anyways, and you are welcome to follow along. It's our lectionary reading for today. First of all then, I ask that requests, prayers, intercessions and thanksgivings be made for all people. Pray for kings and everyone who is in authority so that we can live a quiet and peaceful life in complete godliness and dignity. This is right, and it pleases God, our Savior, who wants all to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. There is one God, and one mediator between God and humanity, the human Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a payment to set all people free. This was a testimony that was given at the right time. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to the church this morning. Amen and amen. A Native American man walks into a cafe out west with a shotgun in one hand and a male buffalo in the other. He says to the waiter, "I want coffee." The waiter says, "Sure, chief. We'll get that for you right away." He gives him a tall mug of coffee. The man drinks the coffee down with one big gulp and turns around and blasts the buffalo with a shotgun, causing a mess everywhere. And then he walks out. Well, the next morning, the Native American man returns. He's got his shotgun in one hand and a male buffalo in the other. And he walks up to the counter and he tells the waiter, "I want some coffee." The waiter says, whoa. We're still cleaning up the mess from yesterday. What was that all about anyways? The man smiles proudly and says, "Oh, I'm just training for a position in the United States Congress. Come in, drink coffee, shoot the bull, leave the mess for other things to clean up, and disappear for the rest of the day." I try not to get political, but I couldn't pass that one up. I thought that was pretty funny. I want to talk to you this morning about beyond the walls this morning. Beyond the walls. If you're like me, at times, we can get so wrapped up in our daily activities and concerns of life, with work and the activities at home and things that we're taking care of and all that goes on, that sometimes we have the tendency to forget about prayer. And here's the thing, as I was sharing a little bit with the kids, if we think about it in this way, we weren't meant to carry the load of life on our own. I often think about people that are really all alone. They don't have family and friends to turn to. They don't believe in God or whatever. And they are really alone. And I think even sometimes as Christians, we still have this tendency to try to carry everything on our own because we think that that's what we're supposed to do. So we don't burden others or burden other people. And as a pastor, through the decades, I have heard people say that to me. I'm like, why didn't you call and ask for prayer? Well, I didn't want to burden you. Or it's just too small to talk to God about. But yet, sometimes even small things can weigh us down in life, as you all know. Let alone when something big comes along that we're facing. And it's even worse. And I know you've been there before, and I have. And Jody and I are facing that right now, especially Jody's family. And where it's one thing, and then another thing, and then something else. And it just all kind of piles. It's like life piles up on you all at the same time. And it can weigh us down. But the thing is we were not meant to do it alone. And our reading this morning reminds us why it is so important for the church to pray. We have a part to play in the world through prayer. Prayer impacts not only us, as I had up on the PowerPoint earlier today, not only impacts us, but prayer also impacts the world in ways that we can't imagine or do not always see. And prayer is one of the ways that the church, besides all the other things that we do, reaches beyond the walls. Three things I want to share with you. First of all, the importance of prayer. The importance of prayer. Prayer, as Paul says there, is a priority for the church. He says, first of all, above everything else, don't forget to pray. And here's the thing. The church does not pray because it's expected of us. The church prays, you and I pray, because it's our vital life link to God. Think about it this way. If all of a sudden, for the next 3 days, you didn't eat or drink, how would you feel? And then I want to ask that this way. How are you spiritually? How are you emotionally when you haven't prayed for 3 days? I think you're getting the point there. I mean, prayer is our vital life link to God. And the reason why that has to be a priority is because prayer is one of the ways God works in and through us, works through the church. Paul says this, listen to his words, and I've always been just fascinated, blown away by the words Paul uses in this verse from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Glory to God, who can do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine. That gets our attention, doesn't it? But listen to the rest. By his power that is at work in us, in the church. Some of the things that God does in our world and in our lives that are above and beyond our imagination are things that God does through you and I, the church. However that is, through praying, through going out and being a blessing, but helping to meet needs, making blankets. You know, I can start thinking of going through, you know, helping to purchase a water buffalo. Yeah, you know, all these different things. And God wants to do more than we might even ask or imagine, because God works when we pray. And when the church prays, God's grace and blessings are extended not only through us, but through others in our world and community. Once again, making an impact beyond the walls. Well, my little prayer time doesn't make an impact, Jason. Yes, it does. Let me tell you something. I said this from the pulpit at this church at least once, multiple times at my last church, and probably at my first church on occasions. I believe one day when we are in heaven and the rewards are given out, it's not going to be preachers and pastors and TV evangelists and people that we think are so great sometimes that are going to get the greatest rewards. I believe it's going to be little widow women who spend a lot of time praying. Praying for their family members, praying for loved ones, praying for our world that nobody knows about or ever sees. That may be some of the people that get the greatest rewards. The importance of prayer. Second of all, the focus of prayer. Prayer there is listed as being expressed through four habits. And they're not surprises to you. Paul lays them all out there. First one is requests. Urgent petitions, like we do often. We take prayer requests. You know, sometimes it's translated supplications, where we lift up these needs and petitions to God for specific needs. The next one is just prayers. And this is connected with our worship time. This word here means it's connected with public worship and adoration and the prayers we lift up together as a community of faith. The third one there is intercessions. Intercessions. Intercessions is when we bring prayers before God for other people. Not ourselves, not specific needs, but for other people that maybe there's an emergency coming on. Or something has happened and they need our urgent prayers. That's what intercession is, where we kind of stand in the gap, so to speak, between that person and God, and we plead to God saying, Lord, please touch so-and-so. They need your help right now. That's the whole idea where Paul says that Christ is the mediator between humanity and God. Because we're told Christ is the one who is praying for us, sitting at the right hand of God and doing all of that. And then thanksgiving. Now, I know we often think of this as what God has done for us. But how about if we think about it this way? What God will do for us. That makes a difference in how we pray. Lord, I thank you that you're going to touch so-and-so. And that through this, the doctors and the surgery or treatments or whatever, that so-and-so is going to be healed and get better. I thank you that my kids are going to grow up and be strong and wise and whatever else you want to add in there as you pray. Because these four ways of prayer helps us to reach beyond the walls of this place. Notice in our reading today, it said, let prayers be lifted up, and then lists all four of them, for all people, all humanity. In other words, yes, we should pray for our family. We should pray for our friends. We should pray for our church family, but not stop there. Everyone needs our prayers. Our neighbors need prayers. Our community needs prayers. Our country needs prayers. Our world needs prayers. Even those political leaders and people that you can't stand need our prayers. Prayer helps us reach beyond the walls. And then the final thing is the hope of our prayers. The hope of our prayers. It's interesting to read why Paul told Timothy to do all this praying. He gets very specific here and he says, here's the reason why. Prayer helps us to live in peace. Live in peace. We lift up our prayers to God so that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and dignity. The terms peaceful and quiet in the first century conveyed the idea of an ideal society. And Paul knew that if the empire was at war, that it would be hard for the gospel message to go forth and get shared and the churches be a blessing in their towns and communities and everything else. And that's why we pray for the world and all people, so that we can live in a peaceful and quiet setting and be a blessing and live out our lives, live a free, untroubled life, so to speak. And that's, I think, why Paul said, pray for our leaders. They need it. The kings, the people in authority, pray for them. Why? Because prayer helps others experience God as Savior, as Paul says there. Through prayer and living peaceful, quiet lives, we really, in a sense, become salt and light in the world, like Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount. Through prayer, we become, as I was sharing with the kids, we become God's agents and support the work of Christ, the mediator, the one who desires all to come to know the faith. Robert Ella he's passed away now. I think he passed in 2015, I believe it was Elliott Professor of Sociology Emeritus at the University of California in Berkeley. Throughout his academic career, he had been interested in the influence of religion on society. In an interview in Psychology Today, way back decades ago, he said this, quote, "We should not underestimate the significance of a small group of people who have a vision of a just and gentle world. The quality of a culture may be changed when 2% of its people have a vision," unquote. Now here's a guy, professor that taught sociology, how things interact and relate in our world and so forth, things happen. I was struck by what he said there. It only takes 2% of the population to make a difference. So let me close by saying this. Imagine what would happen if we all banded together in prayer, living peaceful lives, quiet lives in true devotion to God. Imagine the impact we could make beyond the walls. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a moment before we close out this morning to greet one another, and maybe you'll share a blessing or so, and then we'll close out with our chorus there this morning. Make our way back. We're going to go ahead and close out this morning. Hymn number 386, Learning to Lean. You can follow along on the PowerPoint if you'd like to.
learning to lead, learning to lead. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
I think we can sing it through another time.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Well, let's join together for our benediction. God has filled us with joy and wonder. May Christ fill us with comfort and hope. May the Spirit send us in faith to share the blessings of God's presence. Amen.